Ak, Ilhan Omar, Pelosi Districts Named Worst Sanctuary Cities in U.S. by John Binder on September 24, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, all represent the nation's worst sanctuary cities. According to a new ranking by the Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI. Among the top 10 worst sanctuary cities in the United States, that is, jurisdictions that shield criminal illegal aliens from arrest and deportation by federal immigration officials, Pelosi's home city of San Francisco, California, ranks as the most hostile to enforcement of national immigration law. Before California became a sanctuary state, the San Francisco Sheriff's Department released more than 530 criminal illegal aliens back onto the streets, hundreds of which had allegedly committed violent crimes, according to early analysis. The most famous case involved the death of Kate Steinle, who was killed when five-time deported illegal alien Jose Ines Garcia Zarate fired a gun and wounded her. Garcia Zarate was found not guilty of murdering Steinle, meaning the jury believed the illegal alien accidentally shot the firearm and the bullet accidentally hit and killed Steinle. Most recently, Garcia Zarate escaped the only guilty verdict, illegal gun possession, he faced. Early executive director Dale Wilcox exclusively told SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily that sanctuary policies like those implemented across the state of California are actually an effort by elected Democrats to win over illegal aliens, whom they view as potential voters down the road. Applying the rule of law is what sets us apart from most every other country on the face of the earth. These politicians are playing political games, Wilcox said. It's all about power. It's all about trolling for potential future voters. Sadly, the Democrat Party has pretty much wholesale sold out to this belief that we need to keep these criminals in our communities. Nobody will listen to their people with reasonable minds will not vote for their policies, so they are importing voters, Wilcox said. It's sad. It's putting innocent people at risk. Also topping the list as most egregious sanctuary cities are Ocasio-Cortez's New York City, New York, and Omar's Minnesota, Minneapolis. New York City, for example, likely freed about 2,900 criminal illegal aliens back into the general public last year. Between January and March 2018, New York City officials released 440 criminal illegal aliens deemed dangerous who were ordered to be deported. About 10% of those illegal aliens went on to commit additional crimes. Home to about 100,000 Somali nationals and in Cedar Riverside in Hennepin County, commonly referred to as Little Mogadishu, violent crime has increased by about 56% between 2010 and 2018. Much of that violent crime spike can be attributed to rivaling foreign gangs such as the Somali Mafia and the Somali Outlaws. As with most of these sanctuary cities, when you look at the crime rates, if they're going to thumb their nose at the rule of law, they're going to do it wholesale across the board, Wilcox said. So you see murder rates, you see crime rates when you see these cities institute sanctuary policies. It creeps into every other area of life and it will ruin a community. Other sanctuary cities, including Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Seattle, Washington, Chicago, Illinois, Montgomery County, Maryland, Fairfax County, Virginia, Prince George's County, Maryland, Boston, Massachusetts, and Santa Clara County, California, are named on the list for shielding accused child rapists, MS-13 gang members, and alleged mass murderers from deportation. Listen to Wilcox's full interview here. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.